first public hearing is conditional use number 1922. And Mr. Lank, if you would help me with the pronunciation there. Edgar Plight, just like it sounds. Great, Edgar Plight.
Here, tell you if it's not right.
Okay.
This application is to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a lawn care and maintenance business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 5,100ths of an acre more or less, lying at west of Old Landing Road, being Road 274, 300 feet north of the dead end of Old Landing Road. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down some documents I pulled out of the file. It includes a survey, site location map of Old Landing, some photographs, and a petition in support. We did receive two agency comments, first one being from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. They reference that the site is located in the West Rehoboth expansion area, that wastewater capacity is available if the proposed use does not exceed approximately one EDU, that the EDU assessment for the proposed use is not known at this time, that the system design assumption for the parcel is one EDU reflecting a residential parcel, that Ordinance 38 construction is not required, that the current system connection charge rate is $4,590 per EDU, that the parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral along the parcel's frontage, and the existing single-family use is connected to the system, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and that a concept plan is not required. Secondly, we received comments from DelDOT on December 9 of 2011 and references that the traffic impact study is not recommended. The current level of service D of Old Landing Road will not change as a result of this application. And I apologize for my voice. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? Come on up, sir. Give us your name.
Hi, my name is Edgar Plight, 20902 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. I just trying to get a conditional use to run a small landscape business. Well, it's not even landscape, lawn care, basically cutting. Me, my son, and two other helpers usually are in it, and it's low-key, quiet. My neighbor has no problems. I also had a petition signed of everybody in the whole area. Everybody seems to have no problems with it, or I would make adjustments to make it right with them. That's basically it. That's okay. With your approval.
All right. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. You stay right there. Okay. Yeah, stay right there. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson, if he has anything for you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Plate, where do you store your equipment?
A lot of it stays on the trailer, and I also have a 30 by 40 pole barn that I made look like residential so it doesn't look commercial. I try to keep everything out of sight. Some enclosed trailers are parked outside right on my property there, but everything's kept pretty neat so it doesn't look like it's just a dump yard basically or nothing like that. No materials or grass or waste or anything is stored on the site at all.
Do you maintain your own equipment?
Yes, sir, I do.
And where is it serviced?
Inside my garage, usually between the hours. I usually don't do any kind of electric tools and keep the doors closed through, say, the hours of 9 o'clock to 4:30 in that area. I don't work late at night to make any noise to disturb anybody.
So your normal hours of operation for your business are sun up to sundown?
Nah, not usually. Usually from about 7 o'clock in the morning till sometimes 6 o'clock, but usually on a normal 5 o'clock, the guys are in and everything's put away and so on.
And I believe behind you is another landscape-type business that has a couple of pole barns.
Yes, it is. Old Atlantic Golf Course. Mr. Marshall, who's behind me, his property backs up to mine. They have all their golf equipment and for the golf course and all that is in the same area within a couple hundred feet.
Thank you, sir. I have no more questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Just one. Will you be planning about any signage at all?
Pardon me?
Sign. Are you going to put a sign?
No. I'm not going to put a sign or anything. Everything's word of mouth, and I basically advertise through the Cape Gazette and stuff like that.
No further questions. Thank you.
It's not like they're bringing the grass there for you to cut. Huh?
Right.
Yeah. Couple more. Just hang on just a minute. Okay, Mr. Smith?
Just one question. You mentioned yourself, your son, and two helpers. Any indications that your son would take over this business at some point in the future?
I sort of doubt it. No, because my other half would be living there at that thing, and he would just go do something else on his own, I'm sure.
So you don't see a continuation of this business at this site?
Oh, no. No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ross? I understand the application. No questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lank, anything?
No questions.
There? Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. I have no questions either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1922, Edgar Polite? Yes, sir. Come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
Good evening. My name is Robert Marshall. I am his closest neighbor. I butt right up to him. I have a half interest in Bay Creek Landscaping Company, which is right behind him. And I also own Old Landing Golf Course, which we combine the buildings. And I just wish I could keep my place as neat as he does. And he's been no problem to me. And so far as I know, I've been none to him.
Well, you could probably hire him to do that for you. Keep your place cleaned up.
I don't think he can keep up. We just keep bringing it in. We do a lot more activity than he does.
Oh, okay.
And we take a lot of stuff and have taken a lot of stuff this winter off the golf course. So his place is much neater than mine right now. And that's all I have to say. And thank you, gentlemen.
All right, sir. We thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1922? Anyone on commission have any questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If Mr. Marshall's place is so messy, do you think we should send the inspectors out?
Well,
yikes.
I think we're gonna refer that to the office, and we'll let them handle that administratively. So noted, Mr. Chairman. So there you go. All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may just wish to call Mr. Lank in the morning.